Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book. A reading rainbow. I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow. A reading rainbow. I can be anything. Take a look, it's in.
Welcome to one of my favorite places, the theater. Here on stage, I'm in the spotlight, the center of attention. That can be exciting, but it's pretty scary too. What if I trip as I walk across the stage, or my voice squeaks, or I forget what I'm supposed to say? A lot can go wrong on stage, but when everything goes right, the feeling is fantastic. Every actor dreams of being in the spotlight, but one young actor discovered that it takes more than talent to get here. Her story is in this book, Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace by Mary Hoffman. Pictures by Caroline Binch. Read by Tyne Daly. Grace loved stories. She didn't mind if they were read to her, or told to her, or made up in her own head. She didn't care if they were in books or movies, or out of Nana's long memory. Grace just loved stories. After she had heard them, and sometimes while they were still going on, Grace would act them out. And she always gave herself the most exciting part. Grace went into battle as Joan of Arc and wove a wicked web as Anansi the Spider. She hid inside the wooden horse at the gates of Troy. She went exploring for lost kingdoms. She sailed the seven seas with a peg leg and a parrot. She was Hiawatha, sitting by the shining big sea water, and Mowgli in the backyard jungle. Most of all, Grace loved to act out adventure stories. When there was no one else around, Grace played all the parts herself. She set out to seek her fortune with no companion but her trusty cat, and found a city with streets paved in gold. Or she was Aladdin, rubbing his magic lamp to make the genie appear. One day, Grace's teacher said they would do the play Peter Pan. Grace knew who she wanted to be. When she raised her hand, Raj said, "You can't be Peter. That's a boy's name." But Grace kept her hand up. "You can't be Peter Pan," whispered Natalie. "He isn't black." But Grace kept her hand up. "All right," said the teacher. "Lots of you want to be Peter Pan, so we'll have auditions next week." She gave them words to learn. When Grace got home, she seemed sad. "What's the matter?" asked Ma. "Raj said I can't be Peter Pan because I'm a girl." "That just shows what Raj knows," said Ma. "A girl can be Peter Pan if she wants to." Grace cheered up. Then later, she remembered something else. "Natalie says I can't be Peter Pan because I'm black." Ma looked angry. But before she could speak, Nana said, "It seems that Natalie is another one who don't know nothing. You can be anything you want, Grace, if you put your mind to it." On Saturday, Nana and Grace caught a bus and a train into town. Nana took Grace to a grand theater. The sign outside read, "Rosalie Wilkins in Romeo and Juliet."
"I'm we going to the ballet, Nana?
We are, honey. But first, I want you to look at this picture. Grace saw a beautiful young ballerina in a tutu. Above the dancer, it said, "Stunning new Juliet." "That one is little Rosalie from back home in Trinidad," said Nana. "Her granny is always asking me, do I want tickets to see her Rosalie dance?" So this time, I said yes. After the ballet, Grace played the part of Juliet dancing around in her imaginary tutu. "I can be anything I want," she thought. On Monday, the class met to choose who was best for each part. When it was Grace's turn to be Peter, she knew exactly what to do and all the words to say. She had been Peter Pan all weekend. She took a deep breath and imagined herself flying. When it was time to vote, the class chose Raj to be Captain Hook and Natalie to be Wendy. There was no doubt who would be Peter Pan. Everyone voted for Grace.
"Yay!
You were fantastic," whispered Natalie. The play was a big success, and Grace was an amazing Peter Pan. After it was all over, she said, "I feel as if I could fly all the way home." "You probably could," said Ma. "Yes," said Nana. "If Grace put her mind to it, she can do anything she wants."
Some of Grace's classmates said she couldn't be Peter Pan because she was a girl and her skin was black. But Grace refused to believe them. And she was lucky. There were other people in her life who believed in her too. Grace's mother and her grandmother helped her see that she could do whatever she wanted. They knew that if you really believe in your dream and try hard enough, almost anything is possible.
"My dream has always been to act. I think it happened at birth. Like, I came out and people applauded, and I think I knew then, you know, there in the hospital delivery room, that that was going to be, you know, my thing."
"That sounded like a very intense discussion."
"Yeah. My friend Whoopi Goldberg followed her dream, and now, well, she's a star."
"That's why the Enterprise is being sent back to Earth. I didn't realize."
"Something, isn't it?"
"I love performing. It's always been the thing that made me the happiest, because you could be anybody, you know, you could turn into anything. So I never let people tell me that because I'm a woman, this is impossible, or because I'm black or African American, that this is impossible. I grew up in a household that never made me think that I couldn't, or that what I was doing was weird or strange. My friends did, but my mom never did."
"This is my long, luxurious blonde hair. Ain't it pretty?
Yeah!
I could put it in a ponytail, want to see?
Yeah!
No."
"Well, the little girl who wants the luxurious blonde hair comes from the fact that when I was a little girl, magazine covers used to have the Breck girl. And the Breck girl had the perfect face and the perfect hair. And it seemed to me that lots of people thought that that was the only way you could be considered beautiful or exciting."
"It don't do nothing. It don't blow in the wind. And it don't cascade down my back."
"And I discovered that everyone, at some point in their life, wants to look like somebody else, wants to be not who they are, but something else that will maybe be different or better. And what you learn the older you get is that it's not as exciting to be just like somebody else. It's much more interesting to be an individual."
Ooh, na, 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 na. Ooh,
You've seen my hair. It's long. It's got my dreads. When I first started out, you wouldn't believe the things that people were saying. They just didn't understand. They thought I was funny looking. They called me Raggedy Ann. And now, why, you look around and you see nothing but braided hair and dreads, and you're seeing it on black and on white and on Asian. I tell you, it's pretty neat, you know? It's pretty neat. So I think being an individual is much more interesting. The roles that I do are the roles that I'm interested in.
Molly, you're in danger.
Now, you can't just blurt it out like that and quit moving around, will you? Because you start to make me dizzy. I just tell her in my own way. Molly, you in danger, girl.
Miss Thompson, I don't want your children to grow up scared of mine.
It's just that a lot of the whites are scared. I'm a little scared.
We're all scared. What's scaring you, Miss Thompson? Who you are, who Mr. Thompson wants you to be?
6 months you'll be gone. We'll just say that Maggie went to Tibet to visit with the Dalai Lama. Like a spiritual thing.
I thought the Dalai Lama moved to L.A.
Well, then some other Lama there. It doesn't matter. Fernando Lama. Come on.
No.
You keep your finger on that dream. Because you can do anything you set your mind to do. You can. You may not do it overnight. You may not be incredibly successful the way that we look at success, i.e. you may not become really wealthy or really famous, but you may find yourself feeling really good about what you find that you have within you. Find the people who will help you achieve your dream. I think dreams come true. I'm sitting here talking to y'all. That's the drama on the television. Who knew?
Ice hockey is a tough, physical sport. Meet co-captain of the Northport High School Tigers, Ms. Lauren Turner.
At first, when I started playing, it was difficult because no one had ever had a girl on the Northport team before. And everyone would stare at you and you felt funny, but now I've been playing with these guys for so long, we all get along great and I fit right in.
I love playing hockey. I like skating fast and shooting hard. My job is to keep the other team from scoring. I use my body, my stick, and my smarts. And there's nothing like scoring one. When I score, my teammates love it.
Any problems with referees tonight?
Before our big games, Coach gives us a pep talk.
This game is too important to open up your mouth. If you get a tripping penalty or something like that, just take the penalty and let it slide. She was on a JV team last year, and we had tryouts during the summer. And she made the team. I said, get used to it. There's a girl on the team. Well, we're gonna take a little ribbon. I said, so what? I says, she's good.
I think on my own team, everyone treats me the same as they would anyone else. It's just other teams that haven't learned to accept me yet.
I work hard. Sometimes I feel I have to play better than the guys.
When I first started playing, it was the stares, the whispers, and then out on the ice, sometimes people would be a lot more physical with you, and you know they want to make you pay so you won't come back, and things like that. And you have to deal with it. But once you've gotten past that, then people start to accept you because you didn't go crying off the ice when they hit you really hard and things like that.
When I get hit, I have to go right back at the guy, make him respect me, even if I risk a penalty.
Basically, when I get hit really hard and I fall, I always wonder if they're doing this just because I'm a woman, or if it was a man, if they would have hit him as hard and things like that.
I think girls can do anything boys can do. girls should be playing on guys' teams. I think if she's really good, then she'll get that much credit on a girls' team.
Around school, I'll hear things like, oh yeah, I hear there's this girl on the hockey team. I'll be like, wow, she can't be that good. I'll be like, excuse me, that's my sister, and she's really good, and you wouldn't want to meet her out on the ice.
I'm very proud of her because I know I would never have been able to do anything like that. I skated when I was young, but I could never, never have played hockey with boys.
If anyone doesn't believe that I can play hockey, then I tell them to come down and see a game and see me play. And I show them that I'm the same as all the guys and that I can do it just as well.
I think girls can play on boys' teams because they're just as good in the sport, and that's why they should be able to play with them.
Tigers!
I'll break you one.
I think it's remarkable to see a woman playing on a team that is traditionally known as something that's really aggressive, a male-dominated sport. So, I think it's terrific.
Well, I had my doubts at first because, you know, she's a girl and, you know, everybody says they're not able to physically play with the boys, but she proved us wrong.
She goes right in there and tries to win. She doesn't hold back.
Inside, you have to want it, really. I think it has to come from within. It can't be your parents pushing you, or it can't be a coach that makes you do it. It has to come from within you, and it has to be your own drive, and you have to achieve it yourself.
Things were really bad for me and my three children. My husband left, and I didn't have a job, and we were really poor and desperate. We had nothing to eat. I found the flyer, and the flyer said, non-traditional employment for women. This means that they will get us jobs that women don't usually do. I applied, I got the job, and here I am. I'm Sheila Haynes. I'm a heating plant technician. I work in the boiler room for the housing project. My job is to make sure that the boilers are in good working order and that all the tenants get the heat that they're supposed to have and also hot water. I work with five guys. I'm the only lady there, but we all do the same job. Before I got there, it was a man's job. But now, it's anybody's job. And that's where I made the difference. I'm just like anybody else. I know as much as anybody else. And I made an effort to know as much as everybody else, if not more. You know, the guys, they treat me really well because I'm capable. I'm willing to work. I'm not afraid to work. And this surprises a lot of people, but it's true. My first day on the job, I was so nervous. They had never had a female working that project before. It was really difficult because the guys didn't really accept me. So what they did was, to test me, they gave me a real dirty job to do, a job that nobody else had ever done before. So what I did, I went and I did the job. And I did it in such a way that they had no doubt as to my ability. From that day on, I had the respect of everybody there.
I got the flag out. Open it up. Cool. Now I'm gonna pull it out. Okay? Very careful.
I love it. I love it when I take my little tweezers and I take like a little plug out and I put it back together because I know if I don't put this back exactly right, it's gonna mess up the whole thing. It will not run right. Sometimes I'll get an emergency call and I'll knock on the tenant's door and they open it up and they're really shocked to see me standing there. They'll look around for the other person. And I know what other person they're looking for. They're looking for the guy. You have a heat complaint, sir?
Yeah. You gonna do it?
Sure.
Thank you. In the living room.
Okay. And they're really surprised that I come in and I do the job. And they're happy with my services. And they'll talk about me for days later. Oh, that lady came up and she gave me heat. And they talk about it with each other and they're really surprised. That makes me happy. Okay, you should get heat now. I like fixing things. I like working on pumps and motors. I like taking the burner apart. I like putting it back together. This is what I like. We're feminine. We're feminine. We're smaller. A lot of us don't have big muscles. And we can still do the job.
This is Alan.
When I look at myself,
and this is the queen,
I see a smart lady. I see a lady who's going places. I see a person I like. I like her very much. There aren't any limits. I can be whatever I want to be. I can go wherever I want to go. I can be whoever I want to be because I don't set limits. I can do whatever I want to do.
Each of us wakes up every day to new challenges. In the theater, an actor faces them every time the curtain rises. Every challenge an actor faces on stage begins right here, with the script. And a good script is filled with characters who have interesting stories to tell. The same is true of a good book. So if you liked Amazing Grace, then here are three others that deserve your applause. But you don't have to take my word for it.
Imagine walking on a high wire over the city. That would take a lot of courage. That's what the girl in this story found out. The name of the story is called Mariette on the High Wire. Mariette lives with her mother in France. Her mother runs a boarding house. That's like a hotel. One day, a special visitor comes. He is Bellini, the great high wire walker. Mariette watches him walk the wire. Her feet tingle to do the same. Mariette practices and practices on the wire. Mariette and Bellini become good friends. So good that Mariette helps Bellini in a surprising way. This story proved that you should never give up hope. Keep on trying and your dreams will come true. My name is Farad, and I think you should read Mariette on the High Wire.
Courage, pride, and determination are three things these women have in common. Find out more by reading this book, Great Women in the Struggle. This book is about black female heroes. Each one has her own story to tell. I learned about Alice Coachman. She was the first black woman to get an Olympic gold medal. I know Harriet Tubman. She helped free the slaves. What about Charlotte E. Ray? She was the first black female lawyer. There's an index so you can choose who you want to read about. Mahalia Jackson, Toni Morrison, Ella Fitzgerald, and Coretta Scott King. These women are great. I'm Teddy Stern, and I recommend this book to all ages. It's filled with amazing stories about amazing women.
Hi, I'm Allison, and Roses Sing on New Snow is a very beautiful book. It's about a lady named Maylin who succeeds because she believes in herself, even when her own family does not. Malin is the cook for her dad's restaurant. She likes to cook, and she's really good at it. Her dad is mean. He gives all the credit to her brothers for the delicious food. One day, the governor comes all the way from China. Malin's dad wants her to whip up something special. Of course she does. And of course, the governor loves it. Malin becomes famous because of her cooking, but the part of her that I like best is her personality. This book has all the right ingredients.
When you look into the mirror, who do you see? Grace saw someone who could be anyone she wanted to be, and it didn't matter that some people said that she couldn't. Throughout your life, you'll discover your own dreams, and as you reach for them, some people may try to discourage you, but don't you let them. You need to listen to the right people, the ones who understand and care about you. With their help, you'll be able to hear that all-important voice, the one inside you. And I know that you will find that you're an amazing person, too. I'll see you next time. Today's Reading Rainbow books are Amazing Grace by Mary Hoffman, illustrated by Caroline Bench, published by Dial Books for Young Readers, a division of Penguin Books USA Incorporated. Mirette on the High Wire by Emily Arnold McCulley, published by G.P. Putnam Sons. Great Women in the Struggle by Toyomi Igas, Veronica Freeman Ellis, Diane Patrick, and Valerie Wilson Wesley. Published by Just Us Books, Incorporated. Roses Sing on New Snow, A Delicious Tale, by Paul Yee. Illustrated by Harvey Chan, published by Macmillan Publishing Company and Groundwood Books, Canada.